Asia, a tapestry of diverse cultures, woven together with threads of mutual respect and understanding. As you immerse yourself in our rich traditions and vibrant lifestyles, we invite you to embrace the spirit of respect that binds us all. So let's honor each other's customs and beliefs, forge connections built on acceptance and admiration, and foster a way of life where every individual is valued.
Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Yakin masih ada sisa wangiku di bajumu. Namun kau tampak baik saja, bahkan senyummu lebih lepas. Sedang aku di sini hampir gila. Kita tak temukan jalan. Sepakat tak kiri setelah beribu debat panjang.
From Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world, listener, the world is, well, people said the world is getting, quote unquote, older with a lot of challenges, but there are also solutions created by so many people. One of them is the renewable energy, which sounds so nice, right? But apparently, how can renewable energy really renew our life? Today we'll be talking about this with the earth scientist at St. Petersburg State University, Giri Utama. Hello, Giri.
Hi, Steve.
Okay, Gary, if we are talking...
Good afternoon in Jakarta.
Yeah, good afternoon too. I'm too excited for this talk anyway. So talking about the renewable energy, we know that we got the definition, we see it everywhere on the news, campuses, and the campaign about this is so massive. But I would like to know, why do a lot of people still find it hard to fully accept renewable energy?
Yes, you have to understand that situation is really hard right now, to understand that renewable energy is really hard to accept by people right now, because the first that you have to understand the cost that using a renewable energy needs much more money investment. And people doesn't want to put so much money and doing investment, even this long-term investment, you know, right now. What situation? The first thing, the price. The renewable energy needs much more cost. Maybe like 10 years ago, it's quite more expensive. Now it's quite, they have become going cheaper because the technology developed so easily right now. Every country offering the cheap technology to build the renewable energy. That's the case, the first one, why the people doesn't accept the situation to use the renewable energy, and they still using like a fossil fuel energy, like traditional, not really traditional, but fossil fuel energy, let's say that.
Okay, so fossil fuel is still quote-unquote the most affordable.
It's still the first important, yes.
Yeah. So about affordability for not only the government, the business people, but also the people in the grassroots, is it really the matter?
Yeah, it's really. It's happened many times that we try to push people to using renewable energy. But still, the situation, the first that the cost, and somehow we have to understand that the infrastructure that support renewable energy still not so many like in Jakarta, like that happened many times. Right now, you can see many things that's available everywhere for charging, for using technology. And the first one, economy, and the second one is always we talk about the infrastructure that support renewable energy.
Okay, so the infrastructure that supports this renewable energy, which people say that to support something, sometimes the supporter is not really eco-friendly, it's not really renewable. For example, the EV, right? People said that the production for the battery is still using coal. So can we say if we are using EV, we are really using renewable energy then?
It's quite like, I don't say like there's really pure renewable energy, but in somehow the situation that make us to understand right now, we use a resource, we extract the mining resource, which is using for EV, is nickel. It's quite famous, like Indonesia is the first country that export nickel. And they actually, if you study about the geological situation, and they are only in subsurface, not deep area that deep to extract the nickel. So actually, it's like fish to fish, you can say like somehow we use renewable energy, but how do you get the material is not a renewable way. Hey. So based on the situation that is happening right now for me, like it's quite a dilemma for us.
Yeah, but at least we are still one step forward instead of 100% using this not sustainable, not renewable energy. We are moving on to the next one. Although, well, like you said, to make the renewable, to make this, we're still using the not sustainable, not renewable way. But then again, to make sure that everybody support this, what is the main benefit that people at the grassroots level can feel? Should we? Mm-hmm. Well, let's imagine that. Imagine if everybody has been using the renewable energy, what is the main benefit that we can feel?
We actually support to reduce the temperatures, the global temperature actually. Even as so, even so massively, population that use renewable energy, that it can be like supported to reduce the global temperature. But actually it's more efficient than using renewable energy. I several times coming to Jakarta and I get interview right now, a lot of technology using EV technology for a car, bike sharing like this. It's something like a shock. When I come back to Jakarta 3 years ago, I was still in Russia, and Russia has already initiated using renewable energy by electric EV technology. But it is really like people start, and somehow they say it's really more efficient for cost. And they realize, they said we are very late to invest in renewable energy for everything, and they realize it's quite cheap using the renewable energy. Now the benefit, they accept the benefit right now. and it can be pushed the cost, how much they spend for money to use it for using energy only. But it's the first globally, we are support to reduce the global temperature. Right now it's quite somehow in tropical countries like quite hot right now situation. And you feel that in Jakarta right now.
Yeah, that's why people it's not anymore. It's not global warming anymore. It's been global boiling right now. It's been so hot. So well, let's reduce the temperature.
I totally agree with you.
Yeah. So apparently using renewable energy is like getting an air conditioner remote on your hands and then reducing the temperature. So one of the main benefits is to reduce the temperature itself. And then in the beginning we talked about the investment and so on. But as a scientist yourself too, I would like to know, what is the main challenge, the main real challenge that maybe we haven't heard even on the news related to the EV?
Technology.
Yeah. And not only EV, but also renewable energy. I'm sorry about it.
Yeah, we talk about renewable energy. And it costs much more efficient and technology. That's quite expensive.
Mm-hmm.
And now we have to face this challenge right in the situation. The renewable energy is really like we have to change right now. That's right. One of the mandatory of the government to support, because the impactful of the situation is not the tropical country getting the worst impact because of the climate change. And you didn't know that if renewable energy, it needs much more cost actually. And the situation right now, they're not really support or somehow when we build technology, they're really inefficient somehow, because our country like archipelagos country that make us really hard to put it to build infrastructure. It's still everything is talking about cost, the cost, how much do we spend it. But now we make innovate, people innovating and using the technology to make quite efficient for giving affordability for people to using the renewable, to get access to your renewable energy. Like for wind energy right now, wind energy, we use wind energy right now. And it's right now it's accessible. It can be accessible because they built the model for the renewable energy, quite simple model, and can be accessed by people in the outermost island in Indonesia right now. But the challenge still, we still need infrastructure and then we have to more innovating to propose that using renewable energy can be getting access by universal access by people in Indonesia.
Because energy is the right for everybody, not only the people in big cities, but also our friends in the outermost places. They also need that. Well,
Yeah, right. That's why the energy is not only mandatory. It's not, but it's also like the right. And people have to get access, and it's a mandatory. It must be. They have to energy. But you have to understand that our country is archipelago country. We have more than 70,000 islands, and you have how do you redistribute and giving access for energy more larger for to the people in Indonesia. That's the challenge right now. But you have to understand that it costs, but it's really giving impactful, it's efficient economy for the people.
Okay, so the cost may seem big right now, but if we are looking at the long term result, it will be worth it, right?
Yeah, that's what I say. In Russia, we say that we have like a saying like this. It's like, with the first step you get failed, but after that, everything becomes easy and becomes good right now. That's in Russia, we say that.
Okay, so it will worth it if we want to do it. And then, let's talk about the potential that we have in Indonesia. We are archipelago country. You can imagine the power of the sea waves and also the wind, etc. How big do you see the real potential of our renewable energy?
Okay, but you have to really, it's really big potential actually when we talk about Indonesia access to using renewable energy, because we are the archipelago country. We have ocean. We have two ocean, and really increasing is really powerful and getting like a benefit for the it can be activated energy much larger, much bigger. That's by using our ocean, and wind also is really quite fast, and it's really using our potential in the renewable. We have played the game Indonesia for the ASEAN countries. And also, when we start to innovating, for example, like we try to using nuclear power, I know our government like try to initiate using nuclear power is really good idea, because it can be make our using energy more efficient, because they using power plant, one power plant, one reactor, they can access redistribute for all the people, and quite cheaper actually in the cost. The first cost is that it's quite expensive, but and then after that everything become like it's accessible. You know, you need just build a power plant, one reactor, and they can using for all the island, maybe one on one province in Indonesia.
That's nice, right? Nuclear power plant, so it's also included in the renewable energy too.
And also we have like the heat source from the volcano, and it can be like using like based on the our earth power heat, and we can using like geothermal, I would say that. And we have more, it's a potential more, like we have 129 volcanoes in Indonesia, and it's active volcano. All the from island, from Sumatra, Java, and also Sulawesi, and Maluku, they are more potential about the geothermal energy, except in Kalimantan, and also in Papua, because they don't have any volcanoes right now. But yes, for sure. But the main island, mostly, they can be accessible for geothermal energy. Actually, we have everything. Yeah, the intensity of the sun intensity is quite bigger, and it's really potential that we can propose that using this one of the renewable energy. We have everything, Steph. We need how to we elaborate, how we build the infrastructure that support that Indonesia is ready to use a renewable energy based on their potential.
Wow. Yeah, I'm imagining the Indonesian map now, and I'm looking at imagining this map and how big the potential that we can probably use. But as we know that nowadays Indonesian people usually depended our electricity power from certain company, the PLN, something like that. Do you have any suggestion for everybody, for the grassroots people, how to use the renewable energy that we might find around us, especially in remote areas?
Situation is quite glamorous because the electricity is controlled by one company in Indonesia, which is called PLN. And I really optimize that situation right now. We can propose that we can support it for the outermost island and faraway island, like in Indonesia, is far away from main island. They can build and support by using the government and give incentive that the situation is really hard, that PLN can access the energy, so they can build their power plant using renewable energy, one of the solution that I can offer it with the cheap price, and the process that the government that support it. And maybe we can also push the people inside the island. We belong to the potential thing that they can build the renewable energy by themselves, because I already mentioned that the technology is quite cheaper right now. So people can access using, can give it access that they can get access to using the renewable energy with a cheap price.
And if we check on YouTube channels, there are so many YouTube channels, YouTube videos providing you how to build, for example, a small windmill, a small water power plant that can be useful for everyone. Okay, thank you very much, Gary, for joining us in this talk. Apparently, there's still a lot of things to talk, and of course, a lot of homework for Indonesia to transition more into using the renewable energy. Okay, thank you very much, Gary Utama.
Thank you, Steve.
Okay, listener, that is Gary Utama, a scientist at St. Petersburg State University, and apparently he said that the access to renewable energy is very important, and nowadays it gets cheaper and cheaper, but of course we need also support from the investors and also the infrastructure to make sure that everybody gets the access. And if you are listening to this and you got the access to that renewable energy, we recommend you to use that one to make sure that the planet will be cooler in the future. And of course, listeners, you can listen to this talk again on our YouTube channel, VOI Official.
Voice of Indonesia.
Still tuned to the words of his voice of Indonesia on VOI.id application RRI Digital. More from Indonesia is still coming up next. So stay tuned on Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
little waterfalls are located in Sragi, Sumber Arum Village, Songgon Sub-District, Banyuwangi, East Java. The waterfalls are part of protected forest. The waterfalls are famous for two stunning cliffs standing between the falls. The cliffs are made of huge stones. Surrounding the falls, there are other four waterfalls which are part of the Leader Waterfalls. The best time to visit the waterfalls is in the morning, as you can witness the beauty of sunrise at the waterfalls. The panorama of the waterfalls is outstanding. In addition, the waterfalls have cozy ambience and cool temperature. It is one of the places that you should explore if you travel to Banyuwangi. You can take public transportation, motorbike, and car to get to the waterfalls. The destination takes 45 minutes from Banyuwangi. There is not any facility at the waterfalls due to its location at the protected forest. You can park your vehicles at the locals' housing, which is about 1 km from the waterfalls. The entrance ticket of the waterfalls is 3,000 rupiahs. Meanwhile, you have to pay 5,000 rupiahs for the parking ticket. If you are passionate about adventure, you must visit Leader Waterfalls in Banyuwangi. The falls are extremely challenging to visit because you need to conquer complicated fields such as pine forest, clover, and sugar plantation, as well as deep cliffs.
Cause I'm having a grasp. The city size reaches 102.47 square kilometers, with average height of 8 meters above the sea level. Palembang lies in a quite strategic location as it passes through the main road or Lintas Sumatra that connects areas on Sumatra Island. In addition, Palembang also has Musi River and Ampera Bridge that function as the means of transportation and interregional trade. Climate in Palembang is tropical, with rainfall ranging from 2,000 mm to 3,000 mm per year. Air humidity ranges from 75 to 89% with sun illumination of 45%. Soil topography is relatively superficial and low. Most of lands there, which are 0 to 20 meters above the sea level, are marshy, that they are flooded in the rainy season. Palembang people belong to Malay ethnic group and use Malay language, with local dialect that is now known as Palembang language. Local people generally use Palembang language as daily language. Besides, natives, non-natives from Java, Minangkabau, Madura, Bugis, and Banjar, as well as descendants from China, Arab, and India, also live in Palembang. Listener, do you know there's an interesting thing from Palembang, which is its special traditional food, pempek or fish cake?
Pempek kapal selam, terkena di mana-mana, kalau makan sama cuka, alangkah lemak rasanya.
The interesting thing from Palembang is its typical traditional food, which is pempek. What is pempek? Palembang has a quite big number of Chinese communities. Foods like pempek or tekwan or soup with sago flour fish balls made from fish leave strong Chinese taste among Palembang people. Pempek is Palembang traditional food that has been popular all over Indonesia, with the local freshwater fish ikan belida and sago as the basic ingredients. Palembang people have successfully developed the basic ingredients into various kinds of pempek by varying fillings and other additional ingredients like chicken eggs, fish shell, and tahu or tofu. Various kinds of pempek in Palembang include pempek kapal selam, pempek lenjer, and so on. Palembang people usually eat pempek with blackish thick sauce made from boiled brown sugar, chili, and fried shrimp. The sauce is commonly called cuko or vinegar sauce. Here is the explanation of the Head of Information Division at Palembang Tourism Service, RM Husni, about pempek.
Pempek itu asal katanya apek-apek.
Pempek derives from the word apek-apek. Chinese people call it so. They were newly arrived in Chinese in Indonesia and male Chinese with pigtail that rode becak or pedicab. While Palembang, big people became errands. When people wanted to eat, they just asked them to buy or make food.
At first, Palembang people made food for consumption instead of for business like Chinese people wanted. First pempek was made in Sepuluhulu, Palembang. Do you know that the basic ingredient of pempek is belida fish? About belida fish, the basic ingredients of pempek. This is what was explained by the Head of Information Section at Palembang Tourism Service, RM Husni.
Well, belida fish is number one because the fish is special for pempek. Pempek is made from sago, garama. The fish is belida or belido in Palembang language.
Thank you. The basic ingredient of pempek is belida fish. According to people in South Sumatra, belida means a creature, which is good at diplomacy. It consists of word, namely, bi meaning to have, and lida meaning tongue, to have a way with words. Belida fish, an Indonesian language, is also called lopis or belido. And how are the characteristics of belida fish, which is considered rare, threatened, and barely found in Musi River? Listener, belida fish has a medium size, maximum length is 100 cm and average weight is a half to 1 kg. In the natural habitat, it can be 2 to 4 kg. Its body shape is flat with small head and its nape looks bent over. Upper jaw is far from eyes. Small scales cover its body. Scales in its back are gray, and in the front, one are silverish white. In the sides of the scales, there are white circles like black balls, surrounded by white circles. This is the explanation of Siddhartha Gautama from Palembang General Waters Fisheries Research Agency about belida fish.
Belida fish has eggs with quite big diameters, and the number of eggs is not many like other fish. For instance, arwana or freshwater decorative fish has rather big eggs that the number of eggs produced is small. Some say if fish has quite big eggs, the number of eggs would be few. So belida fish may be one of them.
Siddhartha Gautama from General Waters Fisheries Research Agency also explained that belida fish is now rare and threatened to extinct. Siddhartha added things that cause belida fish in the brink of extinction and no longer found in Musi River.
It is true that belida fish is rare and hard to get, so it is impossible to use it to make pempek in Palembang. It is now substituted with other fish.
Siddhartha Gautama from the General Waters Fishery Research Agency added, though belida fish is hard to find, one day it may emerge again in Palembang.
It is hard to find indeed, but it can be found in Kalimantan or Riau, so it does not totally extinct. In other places, there is a chance for cultivation.
Well, listener, how do people in Palembang substitute the basic ingredient of belida fish that is about to extinct? With the rareness of belida fish, people in Palembang use other fish to substitute the basic ingredient of pempek. Here is the statement of the head of information section at Palembang Tourism Service, R.M. Husni.
Now people in Palembang no longer use belido fish or putak, but gabus freshwater fish or ikan delek in Palembang language. It is called so because it can float. Gabus fish on the sea is tenggiri fish or Spanish mackerel.
Do people think about the substitution of the basic ingredient of pempek from belida fish to gabus fish? Henry, Palembang local resident, made the following statement.
Lalu bagi saya, kebanyakan orang Palembang dari Kembelida itu...
To me, gabus fish is more delicious than Belida fish.
Belida fish is considered to extinct in Palembang only. All people hope Belida fish in other areas will not extinct, so that the next generation can still see Belida fish, which is called old fish by most of Palembang people. People can also still taste the delicious typical foods from Palembang, namely pempek or fish cake, without worrying the existence of Belida fish as the basic ingredient of pempek, because other kinds of fish are equally delicious. Pleasure is not eternal. My lovely pempek, my poor Belida.
Open your mind, feel the warmth, see the smile, kindness and love, that's what I feel. Hold my hand and dance with me, a nation with a soul, symphony of life and sound, for the beautiful nature, look from the colors of paradise.
Seperti keinginan dan harapan yang selalu kau impikan, kau inginkan, kau hayalkan, dan kau bayangkan dulu. Mestinya kau sadari itu bukan penyesalan yang ada di hati. Saat kau yakinkan diri itu pergi, coba hadapi semua ini sendiri. Dan kenapa keyakinan tak cukup mampu untuk melawan? Kau pun tak mampu bertahan, kini kau mawar pengilas malam. Kau mawar hitam, harummu kepedihan. Saja hitam, meski air mata darah kau curahkan, meratapi diri bukan jalan terbaik untuk tetap berdiri. Penyesalan memang selalu menakutkan, tapi itu kenyataan. We'll be right back.
listener, don't forget if you have something to say to us, please visit our Facebook fan page, The Voice of Indonesia, or even our WhatsApp number +62 821 2381 230. And also you can check our application RRE Digital right below the player. You can write anything.
Today's Music Corner presents a Keroncong song entitled Muda Mudi by Anggi Rian featuring New Normal Keroncong. From volume 9 of the album released in 1973, Muda Mudi is a simple, mid-tempo, three-piece composition that still finds room for Muri, the drummer, to make some surprising drum beats. It is said that this song was created by Kus Woyo, the father of the Kus Plus personnel. So it is no wonder that the lyrics of the song are full of advice in addition to a portrait of the era when this song was created. This song tells the story of young people who are afraid to associate, many parents who do not allow it. So it is unfortunate that many of them are on the wrong path. Well, listener, here is Anggi Rian featuring New Normal Keroncong with the song Muda Mudi. Enjoy!
Jalan muda-mudi jam. kehidupan sekarang. Bergaulan bebas niat, tiada lagi orang yang melarang. Tapi sayang banyak salah jalan.
Listener, here's the news. The Director General of Consumer Protection and Business Order of the Trade Ministry guarantees consumer protection in Indonesia, including through guidance to business entities. Director General of the Consumer Protection and Business Order, Moga Simatupang, communicated this in connection with a summons issued to the PT Pertamina Patraniaga ranks to address the issue of alleged adulteration of research octane number 92 fuel sold at Pertamina gas stations. Quoted from Antaranews.com, the government guarantees consumer protection through the law number 8 of 1999 concerning consumer protection, article 4, letter C. Deputy Minister of Agriculture Sudaryono announced that around 3,000 dairy cows imported from Australia have entered Indonesia. He added that in the future, dairy cows from countries such as Brazil, Vietnam, Denmark and the Netherlands will also be imported to meet Indonesia's milk needs. According to the Deputy Minister, Brazilian cows have received import permits and are awaiting shipment. He highlighted that the government aims to import around 200,000 dairy cows by the end of 2025. Listener, that was the news from Voice of Indonesia. From Indonesia to the world.
Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Listener, today's Music Corner presents a Malay song entitled Lenggang Zapin Palembang, performed by Hoire Mukhtar. The song was composed by Fir Azwar. It highlights the beauty of Palembang's Malay culture in South Sumatra. With its dynamic zapin rhythm and meaningful lyrics, this song reflects a deep love for the traditions and local wisdom of the Palembang community. Lenggang Zapin Palembang carries an important message about the importance of preserving cultural heritage for future generations. It is not merely a source of entertainment, but also a medium for introducing Malay culture.